Jack. Say what you want.
10 second or forever. I thought of the sea and a white yacht drifting. In the 9th second or forever, I thought of a leaf, a stone, the plastic fragment of a child's toy. In the 8th second or forever, I remembered a warm room where voices played. In the 7th second or forever, I thought of a life I would not lead. In the 6th second or forever, I saw your mouth whispering something I could not hear. In the 5th second or forever, I thought of the vermilion deserts of Mars, the jeweled forests of Venus. In the 4th second or forever, I could remember nothing that I did not love. In the 3rd second or forever, I thought of rain against a window, I thought of the wind. In the 2nd second or forever, I thought of the pair of broken shades lying on the tarmac. The 1st and final 2nd or forever, I thought of the long past that had led to now, and never, 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 never.
There you be with that. There's an old toe tapper for you. Hawkwind with Seconds of Forever. Listen to Zombo. And we heard some other stuff, too. But I got to tell you, we got a request from the Melnick. And those always get shuffled at the top because he does not ever end up in request jail. He's got a dilly. 88 Seconds in Greensboro by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Zombo in your brain. We'll be right back. Say You'll Be With That. Or Kestrel Manure's in the Dark. 88 Seconds in Greensboro. Little something, something for the Melnick. This is I'm On Your Brain. All songs about seconds. That's right. The increment of time. That's one of the smallest increments of time. And, you know, as far as like whole, like not like miller or mill, like just second. And yeah, so there we go. Got that going on. That was a nice tune. And actually, OMD. That's what I'm going to OMD. They're going to be, it's interesting because that's where I'm going to be on next week to do minutes and hours. But the week after that, I will be on the West Coast, going to go see the Darker Waves concert. OMD's playing. That should be fun. But also Devo's going to be there, Tears for Fears, New Order, X, B-52s, Echo and Bunny Man. So it's pretty much every 80s band that has maybe one or two surviving members. So, yeah, so that's gonna be interesting. That's going to happen in a couple weeks. So that's going to be a dilly-mo. All right, what I got to tell you? Hey, it's Keegan's birthday, so happy birthday to the Keegan. Make sure everybody's go to his birthday party and give him something nice. And it is the Bathtubs Over Broadway. Crazy, crazy fun thing happening with Steve Young at Bottle Rocket next Wednesday, where it's all these like crazy, cool industrial musicals. And when I mean industrial music, I mean musicals made by industry. And they are crazy about bathtubs and about electricity. It's pretty cool. He was on The Simpsons, the writer for The Simpsons, and David Letterman. And he's going to be there in person showing some of these crazy clips of some of the stuff in his collection. His movie, Bathtubs Over Broadway, is, I believe, on Netflix now. You can go check that out, or it's on Amazon, or both. And let's see what else has happened. Oh, the Great Yinzer Tailgate Party. We're going to play around 12:30. And that's going to be at South Point. Polka Maniacs will be playing. And I love this tune. I love this tune. This whole show wraps around these next couple tunes that I really love. Messer Frau Mueller, which was the band that was the precursor to Messer Chups when they did more experimental electronic stuff. And then Lycan the Cosmonauts. So I have these two things coming up. So I'm just excited about both of these. The Messer Frau Mueller track is called Secondhand Dreams. And the Lycan the Cosmonauts tune is 6 Seconds in Dallas. But I love this Messer Frau Mueller tune. It's so dreamy. Zombo in Your Brain. All songs about seconds, every second of the show. That amazeballs guitar part, man. That is Ry Cooder doing that bit of business there with, man, Ry Cooder. Gorgeous piece. That's Houston in 2 seconds by Mr. Ry Cooder. Before that, we heard 69 seconds by Wild Billy Childish. We heard The Clicks doing seconds. By request, we heard the Orthodoxical Maneuvers in the Dark doing 88 seconds in Greensburg. And let's see, we start with Messer Frau Mueller, Secondhand Dreams, and we had Lake and the Cosmonauts doing 6 seconds in Dallas. Yeah. Boy, we had a time that was second to none today, baby. A good show today here. I got to tell you about some child hunger now that you're having a good time. Nice to know there's children starving in the world. Kind of makes you feel better about yourself. The old Schadenfreude thing happening, right? Yeah. Now, in America, there's 17 million kids that struggle with hunger. That's right. One out of every five children. But that one, man, that one is a huge beast. The one that eats enough, for five kids. It's gluttony, man. It's the American way. And it's that thing where the one kid eats enough for five. So make sure and starve that fat soul now. That's right. You see a big kid eating, give the food to a skinny kid. Or a kid that climbs on rocks. Or a tough kid, or a sissy kid, or even kid with chicken pox. Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks. Yeah. Together, the sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion people in need. And it's interesting to say that because I was watching all these science videos now. And they said the human mind cannot even fathom what a billion really is. It is a thousand million. And a million's hard to believe, too. Because they say, oh, there's 3 billion stars in the galaxy, and there's like 6 trillion galaxies. You can say those numbers, but our linear brain can't really imagine that. You know, we can say it, but we really just don't know what a kabillion is. Mm-hmm. Or what a Brazilian is. We don't even know what a Brazilian is. We can't even imagine what a Brazilian is. You know, sadly, there's a lot of hungry kids, the Brazilians, too. But in this country, we got a bunch, too. So feedingamerica.org, find your local food bank and help solve child hunger. Because together, we can solve hunger. No, we can't. It's a nice thought. We can't solve hunger. We can't beat cancer. We can't. We're incapable. We're too busy. You're too busy doing stuff. Like this dumb radio show, or your dumb job, or watching some dumb sports game, or seeing some dumb band. We're too busy. We're too busy with fun stuff. And I like it that way. Mm-mm. You know, if you spent your whole life saying, what'd you do? Well, I solved child hunger. Did you have any fun doing it? Nope. Boo! What a regret. Hey, bullying. Let's get into some bullying here. That's right. You may not witness bullying every day unless you're a part of WRCT and you got the mockster picking on everybody all the time. But your kids do. Your kids witness bullying every day. That's right. That's why they get those stomach aches. You want to help? Well, here's 5 bystander tips to help with bullying. Number one, just get away. Rock away. Just walk away and sing that little song. Number two, walk away and sing that song. Mm-hmm. Or turn your back. That's it. Because the bullies want an audience. And my motto is, you ignore the crazy person on the soapbox and you invalidate them. That's right. You know, set a good example and don't bully others. Don't get bullying. See, don't get bullying an audience. Be a friend. Now, this is the problem. Being a friend of the kid who's bullied. I've been down that road. I've been bullied and had somebody want to be my friend. They got their ass kicked, too. It did no good. Believe me, if you're getting picked on, don't ask for help. Don't ask for help unless it's another bully. Nothing's funnier than 2 bullies fighting each other. That's right. Bully for you. Here you go. That's the old walk away from bullies song that I sang my entire life. Never one fight. I never got one fight in my life because I just walked away. Hey, your mom. Yeah, my mom. Yeah, so what? I just said something about his mom and he just sang some dumb song and walked off. Guy's nuts. I ain't picking on him anymore. That's how it works. It gets so weird that they just don't want to pick on you. Because right now, it's great. Because right now, they always say, oh, you know, he was a quiet kid. And then he snapped. So that's why a lot of these bullies now are having second thoughts. Like if someone fights back, they go, oh, yeah, we got a bully. And, you know, there's a fight. But if the kid walks away, goes, oh, maybe this kid's making a bomb or something in his basement, man. I better cool my jets. And if you ever had your jets cooled, that's cool. Yeah. How are you bums doing? All right, let's finish up some seconds here. We had a nice time today. Just you and me and hanging out. Like I'm saying, some great stuff coming up. We got Keegan's birthday tonight. Everybody's going to that, right? The bus is meeting outside here. And we hope to transport you to his place at about 11:45 tonight. It's going to be a big night, midnight surprise party. It's going to be a midnight surprise party. Doesn't even know what's happening. It's going to be a midnight surprise party. So there you go with that. And then we got tailgate, the Great Yinzer tailgate. We're playing at 12:30. Polka Maniacs, that is. And it's going to be really fun. It's in South Point, which is near Kennemensburg. And it is all things Yinzer, pierogi races, incredible food. Everybody Pittsburgh famous is going to be there. It's the Great Yinzer tailgate. This is, I think it's the first one I've ever seen of this. It's pretty awesome. And it's not happening downtown either. You know, it's happening in the heart of Yinzerville, Kennemensburg. A South Point place. And then, of course, we've got Bathtubs Over Broadway, this crazy cool show Steve Young's going to be putting on and showing crazy films of all these old weird industrial musicals from, fun stuff. That's Wednesday, November 8th, at 7:30 at Bottle Rocket. And just go to Bottle Rocket any day you want, man. Bottle Rocket is kick-ass. The Bottle Rocket Social Club, man. It is the coolest joint. It's the real deal, baby. It's some awesome stuff. Yeah. Ah, the echoes with every second counts because it does. And you listen to Zombo right here in your brain just winding down the second show, man. The seconds are winding down. RCT Pittsburgh.
Come flooding back through a veil of tears, but I've been almost happy for just the past 2 years. The words are that she's come back, and the thought makes me tremble. It took 2 years to forget her, and just seconds to remember. Seconds to remember all the things that used to be. Seconds to remember how much she meant to me. Love has burst a flame dying ember. It took 2 years to forget her and just seconds to remember. As I recall the day she left with somebody new, I vowed that I'd forget her any way I could. The minute I heard she was back, I felt the same old hunger. It took 2 years to forget her and just seconds to remember. Seconds to remember all the things that used to be. Seconds to remember how much she meant to me. Love has burst a flame from a dying ember. It took 2 years to forget her and just seconds to remember.
There you go, Marty Robbins. With seconds to remember. And that was Marty Robbins doing that. And hey, oh my goodness, gravy. I got a call from longtime listener, long time haven't heard from. Yes, it's been a second. I'm talking about the surf dude. And I don't know if you remember, I used to, surf dude used to call, great request, this and that. He wanted the, I already played 60 seconds to what, but I played a cover version of that. Here's the original Ennio Morricone version going out to the surf dude, because it's been a second. 60 seconds to what? Ennio Morricone. Thank you. you go with that. Yeah, 60 seconds to what? And that was the Ennio Morricone, Sergio Angiones and his cojones doing 60 seconds to what? Going out to the surf, dude. And from the Sergio Angiones movie, Fistful of Cacamaumau. So there you go with that. So Melnick, of course, the all-known dude there, said that Peter Hook from New Order actually said that that bass line in that song was the inspiration for Blue Mondays, the Blue Monday song that everybody knows and loves. There would not be such a thing if the movie Fistful of Cacamaumau was never made and 60 Seconds to What would have never been recorded. It is just something else, ain't it? Here's 10 Seconds to Heaven by First. Zombo in your brain. We got time for we got some seconds left. We got finishing up the seconds, which is awesome. Which is awesome. Let's do this. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I played that one already. That was the Polydepsian Dance number 4 by Borodin. Yes, many of today's classics are actually older songs that they've been ripped off by Whitey. There you go. Might as well talk over this because it's not a bad tune. It's just played it already, running out of stuff. I don't want to get into the minutes yet. I might have to get in the minutes. Son of a gun. I just may have to get in the minutes. Okay. But if I do, I do. I mean, what are they going to put me in DJ jail? I would have been in DJ jail a long, 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 long time ago. Let me tell you about some underwriters. That's right. How about... I'm going to tell you about the overwriters, too. Who overwrote this? Who overwrote this should be... I'm going to just fix this. Because this is the Spack Brothers PSA. And this is from 10 years... No, 11 years ago. 11 years... No, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Almost 11. But not quite. No, 11. 10 and some change. That's how old this PSA is. It's so old. How old is it? Yeah, it's old. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers. And what that means is Spack Brothers gives us some pizzas every now and then. They say, hey, have some pizzas. And we're like, hey, you guys are a bunch of all right. You know what? I don't think there's any refined sugar in your sauce, say some of the smart alecky CMU kids. Hey, there's no bleach in this flour, say the engineering students here at CMU. Hey, there's a gluten-free thing here. Say the kids that are going to be flunking out just because they're like super neurotic and they have a peanut allergy and they can't touch a gluten sandwich. They ever have a gluten sandwich, man, that gluten's good. Mm-mm. Makes you very glutinous. All right, so they got hoagies, and I'm going to say hoagies. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. I went to speech class and I learned how to say hoagies. So there you go. Hoagies. Feels good. Yeah. So I want to start walking around with like hoagies in my pants now. Like put one hoagie in each pocket, walk around, and they can call me the guy with two hoagies in his pocket. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. I want a nice nickname like that. This Zombo thing's getting old. I want to be like the guy with a hoagie in each of his pockets. Hey, there goes that guy with the two hoagies in his pockets. Yeah. He learned how to say the word hoagie, and the rest is history. They got wings, they got salads, but boy, you get two of those hoagies, put them in your front pants pocket, you feel like a king. That's right. What kind of king? You feel like just sitting on the sofa and being a king. There you go. While specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Spack Brothers uses them. No, I told you about the sugar and the bleach. Sugar and bleach, man. Now, that's something that this that just, I just get, lick my lips when I ever think of it. When I think sugar and I think bleach, I'm thinking pizza. I don't know about you. You get that Papa Ron's pizza, it's like, hey, I'd like extra bleach in that, please. Yeah. Whitey likes his bleach. Put some mayonnaise on it while you're at it. Spack Brothers is currently... See, they're not online only. I'm going to actually change this and because it'll... Let's see, Spack Brothers Pizza will not give you a stummy ache. I'll put that in there. Have them read stummy. And so there you go. For more information. And I think their website's different too because it's spackbrothers.com. But I think it's Spack Bros. BROS.com. So once again, I got to figure this. So if you're interested in underwriting the BRCT, if you'd like to give, if you'd like to actually sponsor this show, and I'd like a fresh supply of two hoagies on a daily basis to put in my front pockets, because you don't want to walk down the street with stale hoagies. I don't even care if it's Mancini bread. You need fresh, the fresh hoagie, because it's crunchy in your front pocket. You want that nice squishy hoagie feeling. Yeah, you want that nice hoagie feeling walking down, you know, Sandler Avenue. Yeah. Look at that guy. He's got a hoagie in each of his pants. Or is he just happy to see us? Needless to say, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. Someone will get back to you within a 9-month period. And for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnerships here at the station. Yeah. All right. We got a brand new. I'm going to do this. I like this tune. Listen, 30 Second Lover. Now, this is off of like some weird old tapes I got, so I have no idea who does this old R&B tune, but it's a pretty spiffy little tune. It's called 30 Second Lover, Zamba in Your Brain.
Thank you.
There you go, the original version of 15 Seconds by Roxy Williams. We heard Every Second of the Day by The Echoes, and we heard 30 Second Lover by I Do Not Know, some dead old R&B guy. So I got 4 minutes to go, and this is officially the last tune, and it is visually one of a prime example of scraping the bottom of the barrel for a theme. So this is a Peter Tosh tune, and it's called Brand New Secondhand. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he got a clock and the second hand broke and he got a brand new second hand. But it most likely is something that he got secondhand that was new. So needless to say, it's kind of stretching the whatever. Just play it. All right. Brand new secondhand Peter Tosh. Zombo in your brain. RCT. Yeah. Give me that reggae music, reggae.
Somebody, but I don't know, say, you know nobody, you only a show up, your painted face, yeah, but underneath that face, you're just a disgrace, you're just a brand new second hand, yeah, no man, no one, no brand new second hand. I go back around, so you're just a brand new second hand, yeah. You're just a brand new second hand. You think it's the dress you wear that make you a lady. Get that out of your mind, yeah. You must be crazy.
And every second, I remain in your brain. WRCT, Zombo here in the Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too
much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing. And that's too much plowing to be done. It was hard, but it was fair. But we was all.
Started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
So what I see happening with this generation is really trying to have the rhetoric mean something, not to throw out the rhetoric, but to say, okay, guys, we're being tested. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Not what are we going to say, but what are we going to do? Are we going to divest? Are we going to not let weapons companies recruit on our campus? Like, what are we going to do materially that we can do? And we have to do it.
That's Naomi Klein, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Naomi Klein. What are we going to do? The day after the Trump election, the New York Times wrote, America stands on the precipice of an authoritarian style of governance never before seen in its 248-year-old history. For many, the results of November 5th confirmed the view that we are in dark times. So the big question is, what are we going to do? We can wallow in self-pity and depression, or we can find kindred spirits, organize, and form alliances to not just resist the repression to come, but to promote progressive causes. As writer Rebecca Solnit says, not acting is a luxury those in immediate danger do not have, and despair something they cannot afford. But despair is all around us, telling us the problems are insoluble, that we are not strong enough, our efforts are in vain, and no one really cares. Hope, Rebecca Solnit says, counteracts cynicism and pessimism. Our guest today is Naomi Klein. She's professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. Her writing has appeared in leading publications around the world. She's a columnist for The Guardian. She's the award-winning author of such bestsellers as No Logo, The Shock Doctrine, On Fire, and Doppelganger. She spoke at the University of Colorado at Boulder at the end of October. The moderator is Professor Nabil Isha Aibi. And now, Naomi Klein.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody who invited me here. It's been a long time since I've been on this wonderful campus, and it's got such a rich activist tradition, green activism and human rights and anti-war. I want to shout out the students who have been organizing and taking risks, including students who've been suspended for their activism. But I really do want to thank you for just your boldness, because courage is it really is a muscle, you know, and when we start saying, well, maybe not this week, we get used to it, and suddenly it feels like a bigger deal to just do what it is our unbelievable privilege to do, read, think, discuss, debate. How lucky are we, you know, who work at universities, whether we are on faculty or whether we're students, that this is actually our job. This is what we're doing here. This is our work. And when we voluntarily